This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Goodman.
Here are some of the latest developments in the coronavirus crisis. In Spain, a local court suspends a home confinement order that was imposed on more than 200,000 people in the northeastern Spanish region of Catalonia after an upsurge in virus cases. Catalonian officials had ordered the lockdown in the area Sunday, a week after the zone had been placed under a less restrictive lockdown. The northern Moroccan city of Tangier is locked down again after the appearance of epidemic hotspots in the city of 1 million people. And the 250,000 people living in Navotas, one of the areas of Manila, will go back into lockdown for 2 weeks in the coming days. Latin America leapfrogs the United States and Canada to become the world's second worst affected region for coronavirus deaths. The AFP is reporting this. Brazil accounts for almost half of Latin America's recorded fatalities. The pandemic has killed over 569,000 people worldwide since it surfaced in China late last year. The United States is the worst hit country with over 135,000 deaths. It's followed by Brazil with more than 72,000 deaths, Britain with nearly 45,000 deaths, Mexico hitting 35,000 deaths, and Italy with nearly that many. And the International Monetary Fund, or IMF, cuts its Middle East and North African economic forecast to its lowest level in 50 years over the twin shock of the pandemic and low oil prices. The region's economies could contract by 5.7% this year and by as much as 13% in countries torn by conflict, the IMF is warning. And up to 9.7 million children affected by school closures due to the pandemic are at risk of never going back to class. The aid organization Save the Children is warning. Citing UNESCO data, it says that in April, 1.6 billion young people were shut out of school. This is VOA News. China has imposed sanctions on three U.S. lawmakers in retaliation for the Trump administration's sanctions imposed over Beijing's treatment of Uyghur Muslims in Xinjiang province. Monday, a Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson announced the sanctions against Republican Senators Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio and Republican Representative Chris Smith. Sanctions were also imposed against Sam Brownback, the U.S. Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom, and the Congressional Executive Committee on China, a joint congressional White House panel created to monitor human rights and the development of the rule of law in China. The four have been critical of China's policies towards minorities and people of faith. These corresponding sanctions were announced days after the Trump administration imposed financial sanctions against several high-ranking Chinese officials, including the Chinese Communist Party chief in Xinjiang. At issue for the U.S. is the mass incarceration of up to 1 million ethnic Uyghur Muslims and other minorities in the province. China says the detentions are for de-radicalization and retraining purposes. Kosovo President Hashim Thaçi arrived at The Hague on Monday for questioning by war crimes prosecutors over his role in the 1990s war. Thaçi was indicted by a special tribunal in late June for war crimes and crimes against humanity in the 1998-99 conflict with Serbia that won the province its independence. He and others are charged with being criminally responsible for nearly 100 murders, as well as other crimes against Serb, Roma, and Kosovo Albanian victims, while he was leader of the Rebel Kosovo Liberation Army, or KLA. Thaçi told reporters at the court that he's there to respect what he dreamt and fought for, a free, independent Kosovo based on equal rights, a multi-ethnic society, and the rule of law. As president and prime minister before that, Thaçi has taken part in talks to normalize ties with Serbia, which still rejects the independence of its former province. A judge will decide later this year whether to formally charge Kosovo's most powerful politician. Several companies that certify vessels are seaworthy, as well as ship insurers, have withdrawn services to tankers involved in the Venezuelan oil trade. This as the United States targets the maritime industry to tighten sanctions on Venezuela. U.S. sanctions have driven the country's oil exports to their lowest level in nearly 80 years, while starving President Nicolas Maduro's socialist government of its main revenue source and leaving authorities short of cash even to import food and medicine. Maduro's government says the U.S. is trying to seize Venezuelan oil and calls the U.S. measures illegal persecution that caused the Venezuelan people to